into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website when it's working, but it's not right now. Over at freetalklive.com.
Does this happen to the other radio shows?
I don't know.
It must, right?
I don't know.
I've been on this show for about a year now, and this is the first time it's happened.
It's pretty rare. Mark, I don't know. It's a good question. Obviously, I don't go to those other radio shows' websites often enough to find out if they go down. But there are web solutions that will allow you to... have like
a backup,
distributed, backed up kind of hosting.
Mirrored website.
Right, mirrored, or where they're, you know, it's hosted from different points around the world. So if one goes out, the other, I find it hard to justify spending whatever the cost is going to be on that. It's going to be a lot more to save
double.
Us the 3 hours per year or whatever that the site goes down.
It would be double, right?
Probably would end up being something
it's
like that.
It's always during the show, it seems like.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
Maybe that's just when we're going to find out about it. It's not likely you're going to know about it if it's 3 a.m. So, we'll see what we can do about that. I'm always looking for better web solutions. So if you've got one, feel free to post it over on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. That's something that's still up. You can still go to the Free Talk Live Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. And if the actual website's down long enough, I'll just forward everything to the Facebook page. Because I don't like it when things are down. It makes me uncomfortable. Let's go back to you and your phone calls. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Good thing we're still on the radio. Let's go to John, listening in North Minnesota to WNMT. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
John, make sure you're talking right into your phone. You're a little muffled there.
Okay. I like your show.
Thank you, sir.
Have you ever heard of a book called Sanctuary of Silence?
Sanctuary of Silence? I have not.
By Peter Crenshaw. It's K-E-R-S-H-A-W.
And what is it about?
It's about the 501c3, about when we get our license from the government or anyone who issues a license, along with the license comes a set of rules.
Yes, like you mean for churches, for instance?
For churches, any business that's a 501c3 has a whole lot of rules that go along with what you can do and what you can't do.
It's true.
And so by submitting to that rules, by getting their license, their privilege, what they call it, is submitting your freedom to them.
Well, right. The idea that you have freedom in the first place is negated by the idea of a license, in that if you tell the state that, oh, no, that's all right, I don't need your license to do business, I'll just go ahead and do my business. They'll come in and send men with guns to shut your business down. And then, as you're saying, when you go in to get the license, supposedly voluntarily, which of course it's not, because you're doing it only because you're afraid in a lot of cases, then you're right. They do attach all these strings to the license, and then they really own you lock, stock, and barrel.
Well, then you're defeated before you start.
That's true.
Kind of attitude. But the thing is, there's no law against having a church or an organization, a religious group or study group in your own home or somewhere else.
No, that's true. A church, there's no prohibition on creating your own church without a government permission slip, but there are certainly prohibitions on doing business.
They certainly want you to get this 501c3 status, and they make it make it seem like starting your own church, you have to have this information.
Well,
this
what is
stuff.
It that is attractive to someone who is starting a church about the 501c3? Does it make it so people's donations are tax deductible?
It's the sanction of
that might be,
the legitimate.
That might be, but I know a couple places where they said, because I was warning them about this back in the 80s, and they said, we're going to get it anyway. We don't care what you say. And I said, well, you'll find out on your own then. And I asked them how they enjoyed it, and they said, we want to get rid of it. But we'd have to dismantle our whole organization. I said, well, then go for it.
John, thanks for the call. The heads up. I think it's an important issue, and I thank you for bringing it up here tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Once again, 855-450-3733. What is the motivation, right? Because a lot of cases, these tax statuses, you know, grant some kind of perk. They grant some kind of benefit. And when it comes to charities, I know that they want to have the C3, as I understand it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they want to have the C3 status so they can accept donations and they can give people receipts and people can get tax write-offs. Because I know that whenever I give money to a local charity, like, do you want a receipt for the tax write-off? I'm like, I don't care about that. I don't do taxes. But people, a lot of people do care about it because they're trying to reduce their tax burden, and so they want to be competitive, I guess, with other charitable organizations who also have these C3 statuses, because they want to get people to give them money, and they don't want to be able to say to somebody, or they don't want to have to say to somebody who's a potential donor, well, we don't have our IRS status, so therefore you can't get a receipt, you know, you can't use this as a write-off. I feel like that's a big motivation for a lot of charities. I imagine churches, are they similar?
I can't speak to that entirely. I've done a little bit of research on this, and you know, I know that churches don't have to, as I have been told, the churches don't have to go through the government to get paperwork to be, you know, an organization. But I can't tell you what kind of benefits there are from them going through the government paperwork. I'm sure the government tries very hard to give them benefits so that they will go through the paperwork, the carrot, as it were. But as I understand the laws and the precedent in the United States is that you don't need such a thing. You can just start a church on your own.
Right, but isn't the 501c3 like an exempted status, some sort of tax exemption?
Sure.
So would otherwise they believe they'd have to pay taxes without this? Does this somehow exempt
I don't think
them?
You'd have to, the church itself, I don't think the church itself would have to pay taxes. I think that we're talking about two different benefits here as to whether or not the church would have to pay taxes, which I'm sure that my understanding is that no church, whether it is, registered and has all the government paperwork or not, would have to pay taxes. However, it probably makes some things easier when you're telling your town or your city or whatever, hey, we're a church and we don't have to pay on this building that we owe here. It's probably a lot easier to whip out your government paperwork than it is to try to claim to be a religious organization without it. But the other aspect is people donating to you, and what's that cost?
There's I'm just looking at it real quick here online. According to hushmoney.org, they believe that this, most churches in America have organized as 501c3 tax-exempt religious organizations, a fairly recent trend that's been going on for about 50 years. Churches were only added to 501c3 of the tax code in 1954. They believe that Lyndon B. Johnson was no ally of the church, and that he had it in mind to silence them and eliminate the significant influence the church had on shaping public policy. They suggest here that 501c3 acceptance has had devastating effects, which results in the churches being unable to speak openly about their personal beliefs about things like abortion and homosexuality and all of that, because then it will jeopardize its tax-exempt status. It has a chilling effect on free speech rights of the church, and according to this, churches prior to 1954 were not taxable, and that churches have never been taxable. To be taxable, a church would first need to be under the jurisdiction and therefore under the taxing authority of the judgment or the government, and the First Amendment, they say, places the church outside of that jurisdiction. So they're claiming that churches were never taxable in the first place.
Yep, that would claim the same.
So I still don't understand why it is tempting for a church to do these things. I'm guessing it's for the donation receipts.
It might be the donation receipts. I think that that's probably huge. Maybe foundations and things like that can be set up more easily. And people want the legitimacy that is granted by the government. I mean, try to imagine for a second trying to convince a prospective mate that your marriage is going to be as legitimate and good as a government marriage if you don't go and get that piece of paper that says marriage certificate.
And you're saying people will have the same feeling about their church?
No, I'm saying
on that before they join a church. Are you guys 501c3?
I'm saying that the church fathers, the founders of it, say that.
Most churches, according to SPOFGA.org, says that churches are automatically exempt from taxation. It must be 501c. Must they be 501c3 for members, tithes, donation, gifts to be tax deductible? According to Owens and IRS regulations, the answer to that is no. So that's not the reason for it. Maybe it's what you're saying, Mark. It's just some sort of legitimacy aspect, which is bizarre and twisted and completely anti-Christian.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-453. You can join us on our website when it's online, which is not right now, at freetalklive.com. But hopefully it'll be back up by the end of the show. We'll let you know.
I thought it's up.
Not the last time I looked.
I just
back?
Looked. I looked, a few minutes ago.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I checked during the break, and it was not up. So.
Well, then you check your cash or something, because yeah. I've got it.
Yeah, you're right. It's back. Good job, Mark. But you did it.
Mark fixed it.
Congratulations.
Speaking people doubting me.
All right, so now you can go back to freetalklive.com and enjoy the website there. It's completely free. And the bulletin board system is one of the many features that allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. You'll also get show notes of the stuff we're talking about on the air. We post that later on after the show over at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Whether you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or maybe shooting gear, if you're an outdoors enthusiast of some sort or another, manventureoutpost.com is a great place for you to go and check out. They've got some of the best rates that you'll be able to find on all kinds of name brand gear for all the things that you might need, whether it's knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, all kinds of things that the outdoor enthusiast might want. They've got it. I mean, it's an expansive website. It would take a long time to go through everything they've got there. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You'll likely not find prices as low as ManVentureOutpost.com. Before you buy, you should go there. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live at ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so we continue here. We'll take your calls about what you want. We've got Hassan, listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Hassan.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was basically wondering about, like, an earlier episode of Free Talk Live. You talked about, how you supported car insurance, but I just wonder, how can you possibly support it in its current form, because it's insanely overpriced. Like, for example, here
is
in
it?
New
I only
York,
pay, like, 120-something bucks or whatever for 6 months. That doesn't seem too expensive.
But here in New York, it's about $900 for 6 months.
Wow! A pack of cigarettes in New York is what, $12, $15?
Yeah, I mean,
everything is expensive in New York.
Right, it's the Empire State. So what I'd suggest is you leave New York.
And it's only like $25,000 coverage. It's not much.
Yeah, that's crazy. You're right, that's awful. No, what I don't support is the insurance companies teaming up with the government to mandate that people get their coverage. And, of course, in most places, that's how it works. They force you to buy insurance. I don't support that. But I support the concept of auto insurance. I mean, you protect yourself for tragic accidents. I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it? If the price were right, would you support it?
Yeah, but I see it being a better deal to probably just put it in like a bank account or something like that every 6 months.
If you're spending $900 every 6 months, then you're correct. At that point, you can replace if you have a minor accident, you can replace the cost of a car pretty quickly like that. But it's still not going to cover hospital bills.
And it's probably mandatory there in New York, isn't it?
Of course. I think New Hampshire is the only place.
Like,
right. That's what happens when the government makes something mandatory. There's the marketplace doesn't have the same incentives to keep the prices low to entice new customers to come into their folds. Instead, they know they have a captive market of customers. So now it's just a matter of jumbling the prices down low enough so that the competitors seem to be about the same or a little less or a little more. It doesn't matter.
It's a cartel, basically.
Exactly.
It manipulates the marketplace.
Exactly. So here in New Hampshire, we don't have mandatory insurance. Thus, the premiums are extremely low and affordable.
According to carinsurance.com, New Hampshire is the only state that does not have compulsory auto insurance liability laws. So if you want to, if you want to have better price on your insurance, probably moving out of New York would be a good choice. Maybe looking at New Hampshire as an option. Of course, there is another question I should ask, is have you had a lot of car accidents?
No, my father owns the car, and I think the last accident he had, it wasn't even his fault, and that was about 15 years ago.
And what about you? I mean, have you had some accidents as well? How old are you, by the way?
I'm 22. Like, I rarely drive, so.
Now, they say that when you turn 25, you get better insurance rates. But it's still, you're paying way too. I mean, $900 for 6 months. I've never heard of that before. Even when I was under 25, it wasn't like that for me. I can imagine that if you had a bad driving record or you've gotten in some accidents, that they're going to raise your rates as a result of that.
Also, if you're not insured, the auto insurance companies have this thing where if you don't have insurance for the 6 months prior to the time you're applying, you will have a higher rate for your insurance payment because of that. You're basically paying into the system for the uninsured people, is what it is.
So it'd be interesting to look and see at what states, you know, like get a chart of all the states and the average insurance costs just to see, is New York number one? I mean, with rates like $900 for 6 months, it's got to be at the top of the charts. And that seems absolutely unbelievable to me. But then again, I've never lived in New York, so I'm not accustomed to it. People in New York are so used to being beaten down with taxes and regulations that this probably seems normal to a lot of them. They probably don't even know what they're missing. Hassan, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
That's pretty much it.
All right. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck getting out of there. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we go to Jeff listening in Michigan. Jeff, where are you at in Michigan?
I'm near South Haven. I'm about a mile from the Palisades nuclear plant.
Oh, okay. So are you listening to WSJM?
Yes, I believe it is.
Excellent, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
This May 20th NATO summit they're going to hold at McCormick Place in Chicago. I hear the protesters have called for international observers to invited them so that I guess under the premise that they feel that as long as they have somebody, you know, the world is watching, maybe their civil rights or that won't be violated.
That won't stop them.
President, yeah, well, you know, living in Illinois for a long time, I can tell you if you get arrested, I've actually been told to my faith that I have no right.
And
the officers that would say that, I mean, this would be in a full squad room full of people. Nobody would ever correct the people.
No.
These protesters are probably going to be in for a, you know, really rough time. Illinois is really, really not a good place to, you know, to...
Now, Chicago's got the second largest police force in the nation. And,
they're known for being corrupt.
Yeah, and the camera ban laws are just horrendous.
They've been backed up on that. You know, the courts have backed the police, not backed them. But
they ruled the camera ban unconstitutional.
Rolled back.
But that doesn't mean that that's going to stop the cops from misbehaving.
No.
That doesn't mean they're not going to arrest people anyway.
We've seen cops pen up women and spray them with OC pepper spray. So yeah, they'll
just because they can.
Yeah, they'll do whatever they want and they'll get away with it.
And Jeff, I think you're wrong that the international attention is going to change anything about it. There's usually a lot of people that pay attention to things like the G20 protests and other, you know, the DNC and RNC protests. Those are usually well watched on the internet and around the world to some extent. The cops are going to do whatever they want because they're completely unaccountable for their actions. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, though. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, edibles and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with wisefoodstorage.com.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And apparently it's back online, so that's a good thing. You can over there and enjoy the features that are awaiting you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo to show that they are listeners of this program. Go and see them. And if you're a lady listener, you can be part of the Shrine. The details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
You know, sometimes the power just goes out randomly. Sometimes it has to do with, say a thunderstorm or something like that. Sometimes it's a natural disaster and the power can stay out for weeks. And if that happens, it's going to cost you. I mean, everything you've got in your freezer, you know, things you have in your refrigerator, those things are going to go out. Obviously, life without electricity, it's not fun. Sound Wisdom's solar power generating system can take the basics in your house off the grid. So not only are you buying, a backup generator that will handle the necessities, say a well pump and a freezer and maybe a refrigerator, depending on how you get the setup, because they can make customized setups for you. It'll take the basics off the grid for you completely, so you never have to worry about them being off the grid. And unlike other generators, it's paying for itself all the time, because you're not paying the electrical to on those items. The sun's supplying you with free power. Go to freetalklivesolar.com. They've got experts standing by to answer all your questions. Just go there, get the telephone number, and you can call them up. It's a great system, especially for sunny areas. It's freetalklivesolar.com.
So I was just looking here during the break to take a look at the auto insurance rates and compare state by state. Where is the highest? Because we just heard from a guy who said he was paying $900 a year for a very low amount of coverage. He said $25,000 worth of coverage on his vehicle in New York, and that sounded really high to me. But according to various different websites, it apparently varies quite a bit from year to year. There's one site published in like 2007, which says that it's New Jersey that is the highest, and then there's another one published this year that says Louisiana is the highest, and Jersey is number 15 on that list. So, as far as the list from 2012, this is from Insure.com, New York is about halfway down the list at number 23.
You know, when I moved up to New Hampshire, and it's been 6 years.
New Hampshire, number 43, by the way, on this list.
It's been about 6 years since I moved up. One of the things that I was struck by was how cheap auto insurance is here compared to where I had moved from in the southern Tampa Bay area.
Florida's number 13 on this list.
As to the highest.
13 highest.
And I don't know, you know, what the insurance companies base their rates on, but I'm certain that the fact that in New Hampshire that it's not, you know, that it's not mandated that you have car insurance probably figures into that at least to
some.
To some extent. So, you know, I mean, that was one of the things that I was stunned by as far as, you know, costs.
If you're guaranteed customers by state law, you don't have to charge, as you know, the bare minimum.
Well, you're not guaranteed the customers. Somebody's still competing for those customers. But
yeah, but if you're within a cartel that's government approved, and you know that you only have two competitors,
that's less so when it comes to auto insurance. More so in, say, health insurance, that kind of thing.
I think that's true. In fact, I'd even heard that there's somebody that called a local radio station here in town saying that in the early 1990s there were 23 health insurance providers in New Hampshire, and now there are three.
Yeah. Wow. Sounds about right.
So the more the regulation occurs, the more controlled the market becomes, the fewer options there are, the fewer choices there are, therefore the higher prices can be charged because they can become more cartelized. It's less likely someone's going to break the cartel.
Yeah, you know, I think that in most states, all you have to do is have a certain minimum amount of insurance that basically covers the other person's hospital injuries and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I was in Wisconsin. Well, it was one of the last couple states to not require car insurance, and the rates were much lower than this gentleman described, this caller.
Did they change that recently?
I think they, yeah, well, it's now the New Hampshire's the only one left, but they changed that after I had, or, well, just about the period I had left, which was 2007, 2008. So they are definitely on that train in socialized medicine as well. So,
your thoughts are welcome here at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So in other news, JJ, I know you wanted to tell us a story about a police officer who tried to do the right thing.
That's
and
right.
We've seen stories from time to time of police officers trying to do the right thing. And, well, it sadly doesn't usually work out too well for them. What happened in this case?
Yeah, this story comes from VillageVoice.com. The NYPD tapes inside Bed-Stuy's 81st Precinct. So there is some quotes here that I'm going to have to butcher because of the radio, but I'm going to get you the story.
Because these are explicit tapes.
That's
what,
right.
You're saying.
Yes, you know, some rough language.
Yes. 2 years ago, a police officer in Brooklyn Precinct became gravely concerned about how the public was being served. To document his concerns, he began carrying around a digital sound recorder, secretly recording his colleagues and superiors. He recorded precinct roll calls. He recorded his precinct commander and other supervisors. He recorded street encounters. He recorded small talk and station house banter. In all, he surreptitiously recorded hundreds of hours of cops talking about their jobs. Made without the knowledge or approval of the NYPD.
Oh, man.
The tapes.
This guy, is he still alive?
Yeah, right. Yes, he is.
Amazing.
Tapes made between June 1st, 2008 and October 31st, 2009 in the 81st Precinct in Bedford, Stuyvesant.
Yeah, Bed-Stuy. Yep.
Yeah, Bed-Stuy. And obtained exclusively by The Voice, provided an unprecedented portrait of what it's like to be a cop in the city.
Hmm.
They revealed that the precinct bosses threatened to street cops if they don't make their quotas of arrests.
So if you ever wanted to be the butterfly on the wall of the police arrest, you know, the police break room, this actually, it actually happened.
Yes, exactly.
They butterflies revealed, on the wall would probably be more noticeable than, say, other types of insects.
Like slugs. Cockroach.
They reveal that precinct bosses threaten street cops if they don't make their quotas of arrests and stop and frisks.
So these, hold on, these, so these quotas that we're told do not exist.
That's right.
There's audio of this happening in the NYPD.
Shocking.
Claiming that that there are quotas.
Not only that they do exist, but that the police are threatened if they don't make them.
Right. They're all scared, man.
They also tell them not to take certain robbery reports in order to manipulate crime statistics. The tapes also refer to command officers telling crime victims.
Remember that New York has been cleaning up its image, I'm using quotation marks here, and so therefore they wouldn't want violent crime like robbery to be reported.
Exactly. The tapes also refer to command officers telling crime victims directly to intimidate them about their complaints.
Telling them?
Calling victims. So that the commanders would call these people and then intimidate them about the complaints they filed against police officers.
Mm.
As a result, the tapes show the rank-and-file NYPD street cop experiences enormous pressure in a strange catch-22. He or she is expected to maintain high activity, including stop and frisks, but paradoxically to record fewer actual crimes. This pressure was accompanied by paranoia from the precinct commander to the lieutenants to the sergeants to the line officers.
Stop and frisk, by the way, for those that don't know the term, is where the police will just stop you on the street and frisk you without any kind of suspicion or anything like that. And as they're saying here, they've got quotas for them. Boys, you better go out today and get me 20 stop and frisks, or whatever the amounts are.
So if they don't want crime, then what do they report the stop and frisk as? Nonviolent crime?
They're not crime reports. The stop and frisk is just a stop and frisk.
It's just an intimidation technique.
But if they catch you and frisk you and you find something...
Well, most of it's going to be finding something. It won't be a violent crime. Right. It's going to be a possession of narcotics.
Exactly. So they're incentivized to not have violent crime.
I think they recorded the robberies differently than a robbery. So, like, they would say disorderly conduct instead of robbery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's much more of this story.
Yeah, I want to hear more. Here are moments. 855-450-FREE. I'm sure this is the tip of the iceberg. 1-855-450-3733. Plenty of time for your thoughts, your calls. You can take control of the airwaves. And maybe you've been on the inside of the New York police force and you want to talk about this. If you haven't been intimidated into silence, that is. It's Free Talk Live.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com. Spelled BIO-MATS.com or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am the dirtiest. Take away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this horrible death.
And they call it democracy.
I had enough of green lies from fascistic psychopathic genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453 is the toll-free number, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number again, 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark. JJ is wearing his snazzy Got Liberty, what do they call those things again?
Skull
caps?
Yeah. Sock hat.
Yeah, they're pretty sharp. They were available at the Liberty Forum this
That's
year.
That's right. I saw Chris Lawless wearing one the first day, and I was like, well, I got to do that, too.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I've been wearing mine around when it's been cold enough, and recently here it has not been cold at all in New Hampshire. It's been pretty warm out, which has been nice. I don't know if those are going to be limited edition or if they're going to be available at Porkfest, which is coming up here in 3 months, although it probably won't be because it's the summertime, although it still kind of gets chilly at night. Porkfest.
Sure it does.
So anyway.
Bring a jacket.
Porkfest. That's true. If you don't, there will be Free Talk Live sweaters for sale or hoodies at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Porkfest.com. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. So what happens when a cop brings a digital audio recorder to work every single day and records hours and hours and hours of his interactions with his coworkers? Well, you get a real look into the world of what it's like to be a police officer in New York City, of all places.
That's right. This officer, former officer named Adrian Schoolcraft.
Can't imagine he's still working there.
Clearly, I think the story I'll get into is current situation, but we've got more to read.
Incarcerated, dead, hospitalized.
The pressure was accompanied by paranoia, from the precinct commander to the lieutenants to the sergeant to the line officers, of violating any of the seemingly endless bureaucratic rules and regulations that would bring in outside supervision. Of course, they don't want that sort of transparency here at the New York Police Department. The tapes also reveal the locker room environment at the precinct.
Mm-hmm.
On a recording made in September, the subject being discussed at roll call is station house graffiti done by the cops themselves, and something called marking a memo book, a practical joke in which officers draw phallic symbols on each other's daily notebooks.
There's not any homosexual undercurrents there or anything like that. Not that there's anything wrong with being gay. It's just that a lot of these police officers are, you know, they're the real I'm a butch tough guy kind of act. And there's kind of this locker room attitude as they're describing it here, where there sure is a whole lot of references to penises for some guys that aren't claimed, that, you know, they claim they're not gay.
Right, right. And then they react very hostily if you do.
If you suggest them of being homosexually inclined, sure.
Here's a quote from a sergeant here. As far as defacing of department property, all right, the crap on the side of the building and on people's lockers and drawing stuff on people's notebooks and whatever else is going on. Just knock it off, all right? A sergeant can be heard saying, if the wrong person sees this stuff coming in here, then the IAB is going to be all over this place, all right? You want to draw
Bureau, IAB?
Yeah, yeah. So the whole thing is that they know what's going on, and they don't, obviously, their concern isn't that this is improper behavior.
It's that they'll get caught.
Exactly. Right. He then adds that just before...
I cannot imagine for one hot second working at a place where people draw male genitalia on the paperwork.
Yes.
I mean, my God, what kind of rubes are we dealing with here?
You're dealing with thugs. You're dealing with brutish men who have no actual sophistication or civility of any kind. They're brutish thugs, and they deal with the very primal essence of life.
I have worked at a variety of different places, from dishwasher at a restaurant, mm-hmm. roofer, a convenience store operator, on up to, you know, the highest level lifestyle magazine in Sarasota, Florida, and winner of all kinds of Charlie Awards, and of course now I've got my own radio show. In none of these places would I have ever dreamed. I mean, my jaw would have dropped agog if I would have seen somebody drawn some kind of pubic hair covered male phallus on a piece of paperwork.
JJ, you were in, you played football in high school,
That's right.
You not? Yep. Now, what was your locker room environment like compared to this?
Honestly, it was much more. It was very simple. Okay, we danced. We won it. The football team won every game, and I don't want to credit myself for that, mm-hmm. because I wasn't a starter or anything like that. But I was along for the ride. Basically, it was a lot of fun. And so, like, every time after the game, it was a party. It was no drinking or anything. It was just sort of like, where, you know, you get changed out of your clothes, and there's music, and it was just dancing. We shaved our heads, like, the first game of the season.
But no drawing phalluses on
lockers
or anything like that?
There was nothing like that.
No?
No.
Okay.
There, I mean, and there wasn't even a lot of joking about sexuality at all. It just seemed like...
So, like, these guys are more immature than the average high school football team.
Than my high school football team, yes.
I was in prison where the, the homosexuality sort of the games are rampant. And I worked at the inmate canteen. Well, actually, I worked the staff canteen, but closely with the inmate canteen. We had paperwork go all day, every day. And I would have never... I would have sat people down, and there would have been a screaming match if this would have occurred. Now, I wasn't these people's direct boss or anything like that, but I certainly had some sway within the political hierarchy in the canteen, and it would have...
I mean, if you gave Beavis and Butthead,
there would have been gnashing of teeth if this would have occurred. In prison!
Right. Well, and there's more to it. This officer that's reprimanding them for drawing all this stuff... He then adds that just before an inspection, a supervisor had to walk around the station house and paint over all the graffiti. So they had a supervisor painting over the graffiti so that the inspection wouldn't have any sort of red flags.
I can't say there was no graffiti at the prison I was at, but it really wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, you know, generally... Inmates understood that they had to live in the environment in which, that they would graffitiize. I mean, certainly there were places where this would go on.
I think it's interesting. It's the first time I've ever heard. I mean, I've heard about a lot of police doing various different things, but I've never heard of police doing graffiti before. That's new to me.
Just juvenile.
Yeah.
The story goes on. The Voice is releasing portions of the tapes and batches on our website, villagevoice.com, and is also publishing several stories to deal with the issues that the recordings present. In this week's installment, we look at the roll calls on Bed-Stuy Precinct and the conflicting...
Wow, they're doing this in installments. Interesting.
Yeah. And the conflicting instructions given to street cops who must look busy at all times while actually suppressing crime reports. And then they, in Perrin, they have repeated attempts to get an official response from the police department have been met by silence.
Of course. They have no obligation to talk about this.
Right. The Village, the Voice obtained the digital audio recordings from police officer Adrian Schoolcraft, an 8-year veteran of the NYPD. The Voice has identified the NYPD boss as speaking at roll calls, but is using their initials different from their names for most of them. Schoolcraft first made headlines in February when Daily News reported that he was speaking out about manipulation of crime reports at the 81st. his complaints, the Daily News wrote, had sparked an investigation that had put even the precinct's commander, Deputy Inspector Stephen Mariello, under suspicion.
As it should, because as from what we've heard from policemen, people that have left the force, have called the show and talked about their experience, they say the corruption rises to the top. I mean, you don't get it. These edicts are coming down from somewhere about we've got to brush these statistics under the rug. We've got to get this stuff cleaned up. We've got to make this look like this and over here, and we've got to change it. You know, we've got to get these quotas filled. I mean, these are coming from somewhere. Quotas and statistics and all these mandates, they're coming from somewhere. So they should go up the chain.
Yep. Those stories, however, gave no indication that Schoolcraft was also in possession of the remarkable audio tapes. Schoolcraft tells The Voice he carried the audio recorder initially to protect himself from the civilian complaints that can result from street encounters.
Hmm.
But then...
I think that this is... When you think about it, this would be a really great idea for cops to have audio and video of every encounter they have. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of reasons why they would be protected. But strangely, they don't want to have that. And maybe this gives us some picture as to why.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, don't you think... As a citizen, a person who supports these policing organizations, that you would be better served if these police officers were video and audio recording themselves at all times?
Sure, I think so. But then again, as we've seen, even those that do have the audio and video, all of a sudden, conveniently, the audio and video doesn't work whenever it's an important case for your side.
I think
it always works when they want to get evidence against you for something. But when you're trying to defend yourself or protect yourself, all of a sudden you can't get anything from them.
I think that it should be very important inside of a case. But I mean, you know, here you're relying on frankly, if audio and video should be available and a prosecutor sees that it's not there, they should drop the case. A jury should say, really? You don't have any audio and video of this? I mean, what year are we living in? You can go get a Chinese watch fob, or excuse me, a keychain fob that'll audio and video record for $5 on the interwebs.
It won't last very long.
Indeed, you can, but I mean, you can get several of them. You can make better ones for $100 and build them into badges, and these guys would have them at all times.
Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you should run for sheriff, Mark, on that platform.
There you go.
1-855-453. Hour number three is next. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up what you want. There's more to this story.
Oh, yeah, there's lots more.
All right, so we're going to get to some of that here as well and take your calls next. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.